BJ and Jamie.
We were going to move on from Hurricane Milton, but we keep
so many people.
Certain texts here. So
yeah, so many people are listening on the app, and you guys are in Florida. Hi, guys. I live in St. Pete, but I'm working in Clearwater, and I listen every day. Love you guys. Pray for us, please, Angel.
All right.
Yeah.
And we've made a phone call, and this is Angel. Good morning, Angel.
Good morning, guys.
Why are you working? You should be out of there.
Yeah, I'm only here for the morning. There's only like 10 of us here right now. It's fine.
10 of you?
Yeah, well, I mean, out of 100, it's fine.
Angel, I used to work in Tampa, Florida. I know Pinellas County. I know Hillsborough County. You're in Pinellas. It is a mandatory evacuation. The roads are packed. How are you going to get out of there?
We're not getting out of here. I'm not in a flood zone, so I think we're good. People in flood zones are saying they're crazy, but they are. You know, we're stubborn here in St. Pete.
But Angel, you're about to get catastrophic winds. Not just flooding. You're about to get winds that can tear your structures down.
And the storm surge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're like 20 miles from the beach, I want to say. I'm not worried about storm surge, but right. The winds, yeah, that's another thing.
North Carolina?
It's supposed to hit us a little south, which means we're on the good side, quote unquote.
And what do you do?
Hide?
No. I mean for a living. I apologize.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's on me. No, that was on me. But what do you do for a living?
No, I work in accounting at a HVAC distributor.
Oh, there's no reason for accounting people to be there.
No, Jamie, you know as well as I do, those accounting people are nuts. They're nuts.
Yes,
they will not get away from their numbers. They don't care. They don't care about catastrophic hurricanes. They make you work.
I mean,
we have to pay the bills.
Yes.
No.
Numbers don't matter now.
Yeah, exactly. You work for an HVAC company. I mean, come on. I bet the owner is fine. I bet he's all hunkered down.
Carson, bite your tongue. Numbers always count to an accountant. What are you talking about?
God.
All right. Angel,
you're going to run out of power. You know you're not going to have any power, right?
Yeah, I actually have a hotel room in Orlando later on this week, so I'm hoping if I run out of power, I get that.
Orlando's a direct hit.
Yeah. I know. Mickey's...
Why didn't you go to, like, you know, on up to, like, Gainesville or maybe south to Sarasota?
Yeah, my son's in Gainesville at UF right now. He's hunkered down in a dorm, so he's good.
Wow. Now, what's it like around there when you go to the stores and stuff? Are all the shelves empty?
Oh, yeah.
Sandbags everywhere? I mean, you guys barely have even cleaned up from the last storm.
Yep. You should see the gas stations. They're crazy. People are waiting, running out of gas, waiting for gas.
No. I'm just saying, your job's not worth it. Go home.
Yes. I will be soon.
Okay,
yeah, it's,
all right.
It's time to get that guy.
Yeah,
out of
no
there.
Kidding,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, we're talking about 48 hours. Yeah. This thing's going to be there before you know it.
Yeah.
And did you, when you saw yesterday, what were you thinking when it was announced that this thing had gone to a Category 5 and possibly could have gotten even stronger than that?
Yeah, that was a little concerning. However, they said before it hits land, it is going to weaken. Because we have shallow waters around the Gulf, this close to the coast, it's shallow. So
I just want to remind you what the mayor said. If you could go ahead and play that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Let me just remind you.
Let me put you on hold so you can hear this.
Let me just remind you.
This is literally catastrophic, and I can say without any dramatization whatsoever, if you choose to stay in one of those evacuation areas, you're going to die.
Yeah.
Gonna die.
Yeah,
I did not hear her say that.
Yeah. Well, she said it.
I'm gonna add your name into that audio clip.
Oh,
if you stay in this evacuation
zone, say that,
Angel.
Don't put it out in the universe. No.
Angel, we wish you the best.
We'll check in with you guys later.
Right.
I'll show you I'm fine.
Okay, please do.
Maybe we'll check in with you tomorrow as it gets closer. Maybe you'll change your mind and get the hell out of there.
I know.
Yeah, I will not be at work tomorrow. So yeah.
Oh, you're going to get a day off, are you?
Yay!
I'll be listening.
All right.
I'll bet you the guy that runs your firm is named Tony, too. Those accountants, man.
No, I was thinking that she works at HVAC.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like he's like a Roy that owns a joint.
We're hunkering down, people.
Bye, Angel. You take care of yourself, you and your family, okay?
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Bye. Right.
Thank you for listening, too.
Oh,
she's in Clearwater, Florida.
God. It says you're going to die.
I'd get out of there, man.
I would, too.
I mean, I'm one like her to write things out. Now, if it's a Category 2, maybe. But when it goes to a 3 and 4, get the heck out of Dodge.
Yeah. All right.
All right. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Maybe we'll check in with Angel tomorrow to see if she changed her mind. We have your chance to go to Vegas. How about that? That's a getaway. You'll see Maroon 5 out there. We'll give you a code word coming up in about 35 minutes. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.